This post is shorter than usual. Not because there is less on my heart, but because life feels full in a heavy way right now. My days are crowded, my thoughts scattered, and the stress of trying to hold everything together has been quietly pressing in on me. I am learning that sometimes trusting God in the hard looks like offering what you have, even when it feels unfinished or small. Hard seasons often begin this way, not with one defining moment, but with a slow accumulation of weight. Some seasons leave little margin. They do not invite eloquent faith or carefully chosen words. They simply ask us to stay. In those moments, trust is not bold or confident. It is tender. It is choosing open hands when clenched fists would require more strength than we have. I was reminded of this recently as I watched a young man I know lose both of his parents within 2 months. 2 months. Two goodbyes. There was little time to steady himself from the first loss before the second arrived. No space to grieve one before facing another. Nothing about it felt fair or measured. It was grief layered upon grief, arriving too quickly, asking more of a heart than anyone should be asked to give. And still, he stood in it, doing the only thing grief sometimes allows, taking the next breath. If I could speak directly into his heart, if I could offer him anything more than my presence, I think I would say this. You are not weak for how heavy this feels. You are not failing because you are grieving. You are doing the bravest thing grief sometimes allows. You are staying. God is not asking you to be strong or to make sense of what has happened right now. He is simply walking beside you, step by step, carrying what you cannot. And even in this valley, especially here, you are not alone. Watching him walk through that kind of sorrow was a quiet reminder that sometimes the heart is not gradual. It is crushing. And yet, even there, God does not turn away. Scripture says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, you are close beside me." Psalm 23:4. Not ahead of us, not waiting on the other side, beside us, right in the middle of what hurts. His story stirred echoes of my own. I know what it is to wake up in a life I never would have chosen, to move through days that no longer resemble the future I once imagined. I know what it is to grieve not only a person, but the life that quietly disappeared along with them. The plans held, the assumptions made, the sense of safety once taken for granted. Loss reshapes everything. It changes how you breathe through ordinary moments, how carefully you allow yourself to hope again, and how you come to God in prayer, often with fewer words and a more honest heart. Because of that, trusting God in the hard has never looked like certainty or strength for me. It has looked like honesty. It has looked like showing up tired and unsure. It has looked like whispered prayers that barely made it past my lips. Help me. Stay with me. I do not understand this. And God did. He did not rush my grief or demand tidy faith. He met me gently, again and again, right where I was. Over time, I learned that trusting God in the hard does not mean understanding what he is doing. It means allowing him to be near when understanding never comes. This kind of trust is often small. It is choosing not to walk away. It is believing, sometimes barely, that pain will not have the final word. It is placing one breath, one step, one day into God's hands and trusting that he will hold it, even when you cannot. If you are overwhelmed today by grief, by stress, or by the quiet weight of everything, please hear this. Struggling to trust does not mean you are failing at faith. It means you are living it. God is not disappointed by your exhaustion or intimidated by your questions. He is gentle with the broken and close to the weary. You do not have to be strong today. You do not have to understand. You only have to stay. Trust God in the hard. That is enough for now. A prayer, Father God. You see how full our lives feel and how heavy our hearts can become. You see the stress we carry, the grief we hold, and the quiet exhaustion we try to hide. Be near to those who are overwhelmed and to those carrying deep loss. Walk gently with us in the hard places. Hold what we cannot fix and steady us when we feel unsure. Teach us how to trust you one small step at a time. Not because life makes sense, but because you are faithful. Remind us that we are never alone, not even here. We give you what we have today, our weariness, our questions, and our fragile trust, believing that you will meet us there. In Jesus' name, amen.